A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Scammers not letting a pandemic like COVID-19 go to waste. The FBI is warning Utahns to look out for scams involving medical supplies or non-existent cures. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the White House says the CDC is recommending Americans cover their faces when outside in public. President Trump calls it voluntary. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
Couple of crashes with injuries on the side streets. One in Mill Creek. This is going to be 9th East at about 3400 South. One also called out at 7th East and 1700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, and we'll get more tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 51 degrees, time for the KSL In-Depth. We bring you these daily briefings from the Utah Coronavirus Task Force live on KSL News Radio. You know that. You listen. They're usually at 1:30 in the afternoon. But it's not really an option to listen for the deaf and the hard of hearing. That's why if you've watched any of the briefings on TV or on Facebook, you've probably noticed two hardworking gentlemen interpreting in American Sign Language for the governor, for the state epidemiologist, and others. It's a much-needed service, and we wanted to chat with one of these guys. And joining us live now on the KSL Newsline is Clay Anderson with the Utah Division of Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Clay, thanks so much for your time, and thank you for what you do.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate you reaching out and wanting to talk to us for a little bit.
You and your colleague Trenton Marsh have been very busy lately. Tell us how important it is, this work that you do.
It's essential, especially in a time like this. You know, really, Trenton's the one who's been the go-to for all of this. He's had a passion for interpreting during disasters for years, and we could never really figure out how to get into the media to make that seem as important to other people as it was to us. And so a few years ago, he met Joe Doherty, a public information officer, and
sure.
Those two have been working back and forth for years now. And as soon as this started, Joe reached out to Trenton, and really he's been the heart and soul of getting this all going. But I would say that it's essential. It's essential to get information to individuals who don't have a way to access that any other way.
Clay, you are a hearing person. Trenton is deaf, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when Trenton is in front of the camera during these briefings, you're actually interpreting for him, and then he signs for the people watching at home? Is that how it works?
Yeah. For an example, a good way to think about it is I'm Trenton's ears in that moment in time. I mean, if you want to use maybe a little bit of a sports analogy, Stockton and Malone, we're a team. Both of us have different functions, different roles, but neither one of us can do it without the other. So in that moment, what happens is I hear that message. What a lot of people think is I'm interpreting everything to Trenton, but actually I'm not. Trenton's really talented, and I'm able to just give him bits and pieces of information. And when he gets that information, he then unpackages it and puts it into beautiful American Sign Language so that people can access that.
We've heard so many positive and complimentary comments about your work and Trenton's expressiveness during these briefings. Now, facial expression has something to do with grammar in American Sign Language, yes?
Yes, yeah, very similar to in spoken language how we would use tones or selection of vocabulary words to change a message. The facial expressions do that for American Sign Language. A radio host. You know, a radio host isn't seen. And so you've got a lot of dynamic features that you need to utilize to get your message across to your audience. And I would say that's similar to what facial expressions do for American Sign Language grammar.
Finally, somebody who understands me. Clay, how difficult is it to interpret during such stressful times in which with these technical, complicated topics. They're giving out websites and talking about small business loans and schools being closed. There's a lot of information to impart there. How do you do it?
Well, the first thing you need to do is get a great team, and that's what I did. I would love to take more credit for this, but the reality is a lot of prep work goes into that. Trenton gets talking points and does his best to retain a lot of that information before we even go on. And the funniest thing is it's not all of that difficult stuff that's hard. The hardest thing for me to do is when they come on and they read off the name of five different people from five different organizations as fast as they can. I think that's what people are probably missing the most out there, because that's the most difficult part for me. But when you have a teammate like Trenton who's good at taking a little bit of information that I share to him and making it technically and completely open, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, so equivalent to what that message is, it just makes it easy. So he's spent a lot of time prior to those conferences making sure that he's ready and knows the information he needs to share. And that's what a certified deaf interpreter does. In the state of Utah, we've got several very highly qualified certified deaf interpreters. I mean, Trenton's one of nine, but that is the rich resource that we have the luxury of utilizing. And I think a lot of people in Utah don't realize the benefits that you can really get from utilizing a professional certified deaf interpreter in so many different situations.
Clay, I want to thank you so much for the work that you and Trenton do together at all of these gubernatorial briefings. They happen usually weekday afternoons at 1:30 p.m. I'm not sure. Are they on the weekend as well?
Only if something bad happens. So since it started, we've done a few on the weekends, but usually it's Monday through Friday.
And let's hope we don't hear from you on the weekend. Meantime, we thank you so much for this glimpse behind the curtain and for the difficult work you do. It's appreciated. KSL News Time 451. Traffic now brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender, and here's Ricky Meese.
If you're making your way southbound on I-15, normal KSL travel times between downtown to Draper and Bluffdale. I-215's Belt Route, I-80 and the 201 all looking good. It looks like crews have pretty much moved the Mill Creek crash out of the way, 9th East, about 3400 South, but a crash with injuries on 7th East and 1700 South. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing a good drive for drivers headed westbound I-80, making their way toward SR-36 on down toward Tooele. We do have some backups, so this is unusual. This is on Backus Highway, right about the landfill, just a little bit south of the Copperton area. And I-15 in Utah County itself looking good. We do have a crash, though, northbound of the on-ramp as you approach SR-92. Steve?
If you're on northbound I-15, another easy, wide-open drive from downtown Salt Lake City, rolling at normal speeds all the way up to Brigham City. Southbound 15 in good shape as well. Durden's Appliance and Mattress and Bountiful is still there for when you need them the most. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. We have the seven-day forecast, and here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. The weekend's here. Temperatures are climbing. Today we're in the 50s. Tomorrow we'll be in the 60s. And then we're going to stay in the 60s for the next 7 days. Now, it's not going to all be sunshine. Clouds start rolling in late Saturday, and then scattered rain showers possible on Sunday, with more scattered thunderstorms into Monday. A bit of a break for Tuesday, Wednesday, before another round looks to move in by the middle to end of the week. But as I mentioned, temperatures stay above normal in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And we have 51 degrees in Salt Lake City, day 15 of Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News in Isolation.
Is this the real life? Is this just
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News?
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes.
I want to take a minute and tell you about another fantastic Honda vehicle, this time the 2020 Honda Pilot. And by the way, thanks to Brandon at Ken Garf Honda Downtown for letting us play with this one. Comfortably seats 8 with multiple seating configurations. If you have a big family and your family loves to spend time together in the outdoors, this is the SUV to get you there, the 2020 Honda Pilot. And of course, it comes with all of the creature comforts you would expect, including the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration. If you haven't already done so, take the Pilot for a test drive. drive.
We sure appreciate our Honda dealers, our local Honda dealers, including Blaine at Young Auto Mall in Logan, who let us have a chance to drive the 2020 Honda CR-V, which is the smaller of the two SUVs, but has all of the creature comforts that you want, like the tri-zone climate control. There's nothing like that. So I can be one temperature. My husband can be one temperature. Kids in the back can be a different temperature because that's what we need. You got to check out this Honda CR-V.
And the more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
KSL Podcasts and USU Huntsman is teaming up to make working at home easier. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Join the Home Team Podcast at HuntsmanMBA.com.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Yes, Sound Warehouse is open and celebrating over 41 years of rockin' Utah. Things are crazy right now, so Sound Warehouse is making it simple and easy. Through April 11th, save 20% off Sound Warehouse already low prices. Not an item here or there, but everything. The entire store-wide inventory at an amazing 20% off. Car audio, video speakers, amps, and so much more. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. Orem, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Does not include installation labor. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
With home values increasing, you may want to take cash out for home improvements, pay off debt, or refinance to remove your mortgage insurance. I'm Mortgage Mike, owner at City Creek Mortgage since 1998. If this is you, visit our website and see what your rate and new payment will be. I will make this as easy as I can and save you as much money as possible. If you like what you see, apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855, 79053, Equal Housing Lender.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Costco has officially cut ties with the company that handles free samples. Club Demonstration Services employed thousands of people at Costco warehouses. No more on Wall Street. Today, we'll get to the numbers in just a moment. A suburban New York hospital is now testing the reuse of masks to help address a shortage amid the virus. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
To address a shortage of personal protective equipment, Stony Brook University Hospital is now reusing masks by sterilizing them in a machine supplied by Battelle, an Ohio company that called this a potential game changer. The company said its machine can sterilize 80,000 N95 respirator masks per day. They're usually discarded after each use, but the Long Island Hospital is now one of several decontaminating the masks with a concentrated hydrogen peroxide vapor so they can be reused as many as 20 times. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.